2. The Crow Rider.
The eyes of the great worm are upon you, though you see her not, for she can ride the mind of the rat and the roach, the crow and the owl. She is aware of all your doings, and will take vengeance for those who are weak, and offer blessings to those who serve her well.
From the Wyrmling Catechism. In the cool light of pre-dawn, a carrion crow searched a tidal pool, tilting her head to the right, to listen for prey and to get a better look into the pool. The water was flat and as clear as crystal. In the shallows, the crow spotted myriads of anemones, bright starbursts of green and purple, while orange starfish grazed along the rocks among gray-blue barnacles. In the deeper water, an ugly sculpin fish, mottled in shades of muddy brown, lay finning in the sand. The crow held back from gulping it down, for the fish was full of bones that could lodge in her chick's throat. She was seeking for soft young shrimp that might be trudging about in the shallows, but saw a cockle in the sand, its heart-shaped shell wide open. She grabbed it in her beak, but it snapped closed instantly. So she hurled it against a rock until the shell shattered. Then she held the cockle under one talon while she pulled the sweet meat free with her beak. Suddenly, the carrion crow felt a cool touch, a wind that hinted at winter, and looked up in alarm, ruffling her feathers. She cawed in warning to others of her kind, though the beach was empty, and then peered about, her black eyes blinking as she searched for the source of her fear. There was a shape above her, hiding beneath a twisted pine on a craggy ledge.